that's precisely how it goes. I mean, if you don't really work in that industry, it's kind of hard to get a hold of that stuff. Like, the newly retired equipment that's not really that old, it's kind of hard to get a hold of it because the people that do sell it for kidney prices, and, well, they're not really worth kidney prices, in my opinion, but, you know.
Yeah, that's mostly it. We all have opportunity, right? And, you know, I would say there's a lot of that going on. But, you know, not always. There's still a lot to buy, right? That's just the, you know, you might get repeaters and filters and even antennas and coaxes and stuff. You know, those things are often getting surplused out. But RTCMs and computers and, you know, and the microwave equipment for that network, there ain't none of that getting surplused out. That stuff's all crack out the checkbook. And I'll tell you what, even, you know, then when the system gets well-defined, you know, well, now you're not bringing on anything, you know, half-arse. You know, there's no mobiles, you know, and tossed together with a, you know, with a Raspberry Pi controller. Well, I wouldn't say there isn't, because what makes a good repeater is more the sight, the antenna, than anything, but the sight, number one. So you could have something pretty shady, and it performed pretty well, given the right site. But no, it's mostly good equipment, and you know. And then we look for deals. You know, deals come up on MTRs or Quantars or things like that, or SLRs, and you know, we'll crack out the checkbook. But we have more opportunities to find them for reasonable than most. So I don't know, it's just kind of that's where it, I think, matriculated up from the depths of the LMR crew. Ah, well, enough on that. Got my coffee, ready to start my, as you said, Dakota, Friday Eve.